Well, I didn't think you cared. You don't care about beans.
I don't care about beans, Drover, and for a very good reason. There's a huge difference between beans and kernels.
Yeah, I guess a bean is just a seed.
Exactly, whereas a colonel is a high-ranking officer, perhaps even an enemy spy. Now, out with it. Details, facts. Is there more to this Colonel Corn business?
The little mutt seemed to be looking guilty about something. He swallowed hard and glanced around.
Well, maybe one thing.
See, I knew it. There's always one more thing. Out with it.
Well, it was...
Yes, yes?
It was popcorn.
That word hung in the air between us for a long moment of heartbeats.
What?
Popcorn.
I heard what you said, Drover, but I'm finding it hard to fit popcorn into your description of a high-ranking member of the enemy's military intelligence unit, who, by the way, might very well have been the same guy who ordered the road grader invasion of our ranch. Had you thought of that?
Not really.
Hurry up. Where did you see this Colonel Corn?
Well, in a paper sack.
Aha! Paper sack! This is a new one.
I began pacing, as I often do when these cases take a new and puzzling twist.
It's obviously some kind of disguise. He wore the bag over his head, right? It was some kind of hood or mask. Okay, we're cooking now, son. Continue.
Well, Sally Mae cooked some kernels of popcorn and put them in a paper sack, and little Alfred was eating the popcorn, and he gave me a bite.
I stopped in my tracks and turned slowly around. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm not sure. Popcorn, I think.
What about this mysterious kernel?
Well, it was a mysterious kernel of popcorn, I guess.
The air hissed out of my lungs. Suddenly my head seemed full of fog, or feathers. I marched a few steps away and gazed up at the sky.
Drover, has it ever occurred to you that one of us might be unbalanced?
Sometimes I get dizzy when I turn around. Could that be it?
No, it's worse than that.
I often find myself feeling dizzy when I talk to you. It's almost as though... I paused to search for the right words.
It's almost as though our conversations are meaningless.
Nonsense. They just go in circles. Do you ever get that feeling? He wadded up his mouth and squinted one eye.
Well, let me think. No, I kind of enjoy it.
Never mind. I marched over to him. Skip it. I'm sorry I asked. These loony conversations will be stricken from the record. If anyone asks about Colonel Corn, we'll say we never heard of him. The world must never know what we discuss behind closed doors.
Drover glanced around.
Okay, but where's the door?
I could feel my eyes bulging out of my head.